Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I am your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey, hey.
We got something to say on that in a minute.
Yeah, somebody was like, you got to quit saying, we're Matthew Adam, and then you got to quit saying, hey, hey. And then we were like, well, I don't know. It just comes too naturally. So we're just going to keep saying it, though, like doing it that way. It's not on purpose.
It's very hard to not say it that way.
I could do something better than hey, hey, I guess, but I don't know. So yo, yo, right?
I don't know about that one.
I don't either. I can't. That's not me. I can be like, what's up? But sound like Martin. No, we're going to stick with hey, hey. So anyway, shout out to Robbie who tried to critique us, but we didn't take it. Anyway, we're back.
But Robbie, we're glad you're listening.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for listening.
That means you're listening.
Thanks for your positive feedback.
So we're back for the fifth episode in our series, Thankful Meditations. So this is episode 193.
Yep, coming up quick on those 200 episodes. So we got to jump on that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we got to jump on that book thing and information on that pretty soon. Probably we'll start rolling that out about 195 to lead us into the 200. If you haven't heard about it, when we hit the 200th episode or so, we're going to do a giveaway. And Steph and I were thinking about what to give away, and you were like, what if we did these books?
I thought you said that, but I was in agreement.
Maybe I did say that, but anyway, I thought it was you. What if we did those books, all these random books we talk about all the time, and especially since we're doing this particular series, it'd be pretty cool to do a couple of books that contain these actual quotes that we're using during this series, this Thankful Meditation series. So, anyway, we'll start giving some information about that, and we're gonna try to give away some of these books that we've referenced a lot on the podcast, and that's a pretty good gift. That's a pretty good giveaway because books is pricey, and there's a bunch of really really good ones that we've referenced a lot off and on in the 200 episodes the podcast has been going on, which is crazy to think about. I talked to somebody yesterday. Who is a little bit older of a lady, didn't even know she listened to the podcast. And
that's cool.
And she was like, yeah, I've listened to it forever, and my husband will interrupt me, and I'll tell him to be quiet, right, and leave me alone while I'm listening. And she goes, but now I'm all caught up. So she had, like, binged 190-some episodes over the course of a long while. But that's pretty cool. And so I was just thankful that they were listening. But anyway, all those episodes, we've referenced lots of these books, different books and things that have been really, really paramount to my faith, and I think are just amazing pieces of literature that help faith. And that's about all I read, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't read fiction books.
Yeah.
If I'm reading something, it's almost always directly connected to a discipleship process, Bible in particular, like context and things of the Bible, theology works, some self-help stuff that's still rooted in scripture. You know, you and I actually read a lot of stuff like that. That's about all I read. So we've referenced a lot of good ones over the last.
Yeah. And you've read all of these, right? Yes. That we're going to. So that's cool.
All of them.
Y'all could be getting books that Pastor Adam has read.
Yeah. I actually read a lot and I don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Like every book you see in my office, I've read it.
That's
and
really
sometimes
neat.
More than once, right? There might be a few in there that I haven't gotten to yet that I ordered, you know, recently or something, but I've read all of them. I actually read quite a lot. I'm a fast reader, so I read something real fast. I also read things to study for certain things. So like going into a series or something that we're teaching, I will get several books and read those along with Bible study and things, you know, to prep for teaching that subject. So, you know, when that happens, I can just churn through a lot of books. And some of them are just really profound. There's several that I give away all the time. Like I gave away another Boundaries copy of that book last week to somebody in person I was meeting with.
That's great.
There's a couple of other ones that I give away all the time. I just constantly order them so that I can give them away when the time comes up. So anyway, there's a lot of really good things that have been mentioned throughout the 200 episodes that we're going to give some away. So I think it's a really good giveaway, right?
I agree.
Yep. So we'll start laying some of that out. Probably our next recording session, which would be around 195, right? So
yeah.
The next five episodes leading up to 200, we'll start talking about it a little more.
So, yeah, that'd be good to get y'all excited.
Yeah, yeah. But what are we doing today, Steph?
Well, we have this quote right here. If the only prayer you said in your whole life was, "Thank you, that would suffice," by Meister Eckhart.
Meister Eckhart, yep. So we have been basically trying to kick off our year with these thankful meditations. And the thought's real simple, right? It's to take a quote. Most of these quotes are from, I think one of them is from the Bible. Most of them are from pastors, priests, theologians, people like that. And most of them are old. And just think on them. Just meditate on them and see if that can increase our thankfulness. And they've been, some of them have been a little more profound than others. Some of them have been extremely simple. This one is actually really old. It's by Meister Eckhart, or you can say, instead of Meister, it's a German name. You can say Master Eckhart. Either way, this is like he is a priest from a German priest from like 13th century. I think he was born around the middle 1200s. So this is the oldest one we will look at. For sure, on the list. Probably by far the oldest one. So it's you said this earlier, you're like, what a blessing for us. Like, this has been around this long, you know what I mean, that we're able to see it. But it's also one of the simplest ones on the whole list.
It truly
right?
is.
Out of all of them, this one's really simple. I mean, like, I'll read it again. It says, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. And so all Steph and I are trying to do is think about these things and just let it form us. We meditate on it, let it form us into being more thankful. I'm honestly trying to pursue more gratitude in my life because, I don't know, I just have felt the call to be more grateful for things and people and God in general and life itself, you know, and all those things because I tend to be quite negative. And so something like this is a really simple one. I've been thinking about this one a lot. I only looked at it, I think, twice today, but I've looked at it a bunch over the last 2 weeks since our last recording session. So we record about every 2 weeks, right?
Pretty much.
And we'll record two or so every 2 weeks when we do sit down and do the recording session. So I've been thinking about this one a lot, and it is extremely simple. And I think that's the whole design of it. The entire reason that this is a quote and this is something we should think on is its simplicity. And the fact that it has made, this quote is like 750 years old.
Yeah.
It's been around a long time. And I think it might be the longevity of something like this is probably based in its simplicity. And I think a lot of being thankful and having gratefulness is based in simplicity. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that at least I find that people who live intentionally simpler lives, they're not complicated. Well, life's always complicated, but they're not complicated with lots and lots of things and places. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
The term of the times would be a minimalist idea or attitude or lifestyle. People that live these simpler style lives on purpose and intentionally tend to be more thankful people. And I think that a quote like this just sort of points that out. It's interesting. It says, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. When I got to reading this one, I got to thinking, all right, can this be true, right? Is it possible that if the only prayer you prayed in your life was just thank you, that's enough? You know what I mean? And I started going down the route of my old school Baptist ideology in the background, right? Which ends up being this whole, you have to have this particular sinner's prayer to accept Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right? And so that's where my mind went. And I was like, well, does it suffice? Is thank you enough? And then I got to thinking, well, what is a prayer of thank you to God? What is that? If you just are looking at God and going, thank you, what is that? And I think that for me, as I've been meditating on this, it's, a thank you to God in any way, shape, or form is an acknowledgement that God gives everything, mm-hmm. that he's the giver of life, that he's the giver of everything that we have. It's a thank you not rooted in anything in particular. It's just a acknowledgement of who God is, right? An acknowledgement of the fact that he's in control, the fact that he's good. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot baked into this. To me, I got to thinking about, well, it's kind of right, because what is needed from us to be in relationship with God? It is a submission to who God is and who we are, right? It's an understanding of who we are in this whole thing, that we are not God, and that God is God, mm-hmm. And that our place is underneath him in his wings, in his protection, right? In his family. You know, those things. And that comes across with a thank you. You know what I mean? Like, it really does. Right? It comes across like when it's just thank you. Thank you, God. Even if it wasn't about anything in particular, just a generalized thank you is almost an admission of God is God. It's an admission of I need you, right? Mm-hmm. It's an admission of you have everything that I would need or desire. All my wants or needs are satisfied in you, right? You're my creator. You know what I mean? Like, it has this vibe of, it makes me think of when my kids will randomly say thank you about nothing, which doesn't happen very often, right? So, like, if you notice that most of the time when we as adults say thank you, or we as humans say thank you for something, it's usually for something in particular, mm-hmm. right? When we say thank you to somebody, it's going to be because they did this or because you received this, right? It's rarely just a blind thank you. Every now and then, my kids, especially when they're little, will jump in my lap or whatever, and somewhere along the way, they'll end up saying, and very often, but they'll say, thanks, Dad, you know what I mean? Or a simple, I love you, Dad, right? Which is, it's not for anything in particular. Like Madeline did this not that long ago, because she's our youngest one. She said, thank you, Daddy. And I said, what are you thanking me for? She's like, I don't know. Just thanks, Dad. And I was like, You know what I mean? And so when I read this quote, I came back to that moment. It was like she was just acknowledging, you're my father, you know, and I'm thankful. Mm-hmm. And it just puts things in the right order, I guess. You know what I mean?
It does.
That's what this one means to me, of why thank you would be, like, if that's the only prayer you prayed, it would suffice. In other words, it is the prayer of all prayers. It is the acknowledgement of the fact that you and I need God more than anything, that he is God, he is creator. It also puts us in our spot of who we are. I don't know. There's a childlikeness to this, mm-hmm. that always reminds me of Jesus in the scriptures talking about, you know, you've got to come to me like a child, right? There's a childlikeness in this prayer that life is complicated, but this is simple, right? God is God. We are not. It provides everything. He gives everything. He loves us. He cares for us. He wants the best for us. And really all he's asking us to do is sort of trust him. And nothing says I trust you more than a simple, unrelated to anything in particular, thank you, right? A heart of gratitude. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just kind of what hit me for this. And it made me think a lot, which is interesting, because I don't know if you've noticed or not, Steph. I don't know if anybody notices these things, but you know, I have to pray a lot, right? So I just prayed before we started the podcast. You asked me to, which you do that a lot. You asked me to do that a lot. And that never makes it on here, right? It's on our pre-recording stuff. So mm-hmm. John, our guy who's behind the scenes producing all these things, he hears it every week and I guess deletes it. But anyway, and I'll pray at church. I'll pray at youth. Last night I prayed. There will be something going on. So, Pastor, can you pray for us? And my prayers always start off with, God, I love you. I don't mm-hmm. know why.
They
just naturally do. God, I love you, and I thank you. Like, just how they start off. And I'm not doing it intentionally. It's not something I've been working on, you know, to...
This is what's coming naturally.
Yeah, it's just what's coming naturally is I love you and thank you. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I think that right there is just another example of how he's probably right, that just a simple prayer of thank you, it's different. And it is all encompassing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you can look at God and you can say, God, thank you. And you have said so much and yet said so little. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It's like you're still, so like when those simple moments where you're saying thank you for something, it's enough because you are acknowledging the relationship that exists. You're having the conversation and you don't have to do way too much when you start worrying about, am I saying the right things? Am I praying the right things? This is just a reminder that thank you is enough because God knows you. Yeah. He knows you.
Right.
Knows your heart.
There's a comfortableness with this, an intimacy that is obvious in simple prayers like God, thank you. It reminds me of how, you know, in marriage relationships and things like those relationships you're really, really rooted and grounded in. They're not perfect. They got lots of mess in them. Don't get me wrong. But you can, like Valerie and I can be around each other and not say nothing and feel very safe with each other. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just feel safe, right? You can, you're not worried about anything. And I think the simplicity of that is very similar to this intimacy with God. Like you said, he knows, you don't got to say nothing else. You know, you don't have to reveal all these things. He knows these things. And so just the simplicity of a thank you. And I also think that where he's getting to on a deeper level here, and we've said this in a couple of these quotes, that we are made to be in worship and honor and glory of God. We're created that way.
We are.
And so when we operate in thank you, God, whether it's said out loud as a prayer or whether it's walked out in like just living gratitude, we're walking in the purpose that we were made to be and what it's supposed to look like, right? That we are his creation and that we turn around and give glory back to him for everything all the time. And then he delights in the fact that he's the giver of good gifts. He's the owner of all and bestows that love and goes gifts upon us. And we turn around and turn it back into glory to him. You know what I mean? He turns, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
This idea of thank you is us walking in the main true purpose we were intended to be created for anyway. Communion with God, worship with God, praise to God, right? Receiving gifts from God and turn around and returning glory back to the only one who deserves the glory. So us walking around saying thank you is just like us walking in our true purpose of how we were created to be. Even in this weird fallen world that we're in, we can still kind of walk around in true purpose that we were created to be. It's a very, very simple quote, right? But it has spurned a lot of deep thought that I'm having a hard time actually articulating in something that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, when I've been thinking about this, I'm like, I don't know if I can explain how a quote like that makes me feel or what I think about it fully. You know, I immediately went to the first route of, let me see if I can disprove this and come up with some prayer that must be said instead. But I keep coming back to, I don't know, this might be right. You know, this might be right. So I don't know. That's all I got.
I like that you use the word delight.
Yeah.
I think that's a great picture to I guess visualize is that he does delight in us. And
you know, but before you got to think about, like, we are in a fallen world. What was it intended to be? And what will it be one day? Right? So when Jesus makes all things new, right? Makes all things whole. Returns it, restores everything back to the way it was intended to be. What was it intended to be to begin with? And when you take this simple picture that you get in Scripture of creation, of Adam and Eve walking in the cool of the garden, right? They both have roles and responsibilities. They're not just wandering around free, right? They get those roles and responsibilities prior to the fall, prior to sin in the world. And yet they're walking with God. There's this ultimate thankfulness. So what ends up being is they're created. They're together. They have roles, right? They have jobs. They're doing things. They're not just sitting on some cloud in heaven strumming a harp. You know what I mean? Like they're there.
Yeah.
And they have, God has created all these things, these animals and places and food and all this stuff. And if it's in perfect harmony and sin is not there, then everything that they partake in, consume, see, right? Experience, touch is just turned right back into thankfulness to God for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's this like perfect cycle of giver of good things, lover of our souls. He takes delight in us, like you said before, and he bestows these things. He loves us. And then we turn around and hand that glory right back. And how do you hand that glory right back? In the form of thankfulness. You know what I mean? So it's like something simple as this is because it's a picture of what it was designed to be to begin with before sin in the world. And also, though, what it will be one day, right? What it will be one day. I think that Scripture is very specific in this, although we don't get a lot of details of what heaven will be like, but it is not we're just sitting there singing some songs and sitting on clouds, right? It's not it. There'll be creativity in heaven. There'll be perfect work, right? Not imperfect work where we're bemoaning the fact that we have to work, but there'll be perfect work. There'll be creativity. There'll be all these things. And in perfection, it will be us consistently going, man, God, you're good. Mm-hmm. Man, thanks, God. Man, thanks. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is awesome. You're awesome. This is awesome. You're awesome. It's just like, that's what it looks like. And I think that's the simplicity of his prayer. That's why it would suffice. That's why it would be enough. Because mm-hmm. it's really what we were created to do to begin with. Pretty big thought there for a very simple quote.
Yeah, I can say that these episodes, along with this quote, it's definitely been impacting me as well. Like, just some of the mindsets I might have about certain things, it's been impacting me to be, like, more grateful for what I'm doing, like, what I'm involved in. Like, I'm grateful I get to do this, or I'm grateful I get to do that. And, like, I try to be more mindful of how I say thank you at night when I go to bed or when I wake up. And so this has really been nice.
What's funny is that, you know, when you are intentionally mindful about something, you try, right? It will change your mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you sat down and said, all right, I'm going to try my best to every day or once a week or whatever it is to focus on this, then you're going to find yourself focusing on that, not just that time, but other times too. You know what I mean? So it's like with something like thankfulness, you have to sow it, but then you're always fooling with it. It's always around. It's always there, right? And the more you do that with something, the more you think about those things. It's just setting your mind on something is interesting because it continues to – you continue to set your mind on it more and more and more. Like I know for a fact – this is our fourth or fifth one. Which means that's over the course for us, over the course of – that means me and you've been doing this for about a month, right? Because we record about two at a time when we do them. So it may take in 5 weeks to come out, but me and you've done this then in a two-week period, you know, month period, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is. Well, I can guarantee you in the last month that just because you and I have done this intentionally, I have been more thankful.
That's good.
Or I've at least been aware of moments to be thankful.
Yeah.
Instead of just plowing through the day, you know?
Yeah.
Moving from the thing to thing to thing to thing, right? So it's definitely, you're right, it has impacted me too. And this is simple, man. I mean, this might be our simplest series on this podcast.
But it's impactful.
Right. That's one. And I think going back to what we're saying with this quote, so simple, yet
it's enough.
You're right. Yeah. And simple. I'm telling you, if you start looking at, I've been studying this lately, this minimalist movement, this simplicity, drive towards simplicity. There is a huge push right now for people to go backwards with their phones, and they're going from smartphones back to dumb phones.
Yeah.
Right? Big mm-hmm. movement of it. Like, you would not believe how many dumb phones are now starting to sell, right? So many that there are some articles that suggest that smartphone sales, especially iPhone sales, are down. And the reason that they're down is because customers are switching to dumb phones again, right? And the reason they're switching to dumb phones again is primarily to simplify their lives more.
Yeah.
Right? To not be distracted by all these things and all this stuff, to simplify. And there is you can see it. It's pretty proven that simpleness, people that are moving towards simpleness and minimalists they tend to be happier.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to have more joy. And I think you can probably argue that they tend to be more thankful for the things they have. That actually leads into the next quote that we'll do a lot. So I probably should stop because I'm about to say too much that I want to say on the next one.
No, we better save that.
That's all I got.
Me too, because I really don't know how much more you can say.
I don't either. And we did a lot on this particular little bitty quote. I didn't think this one would take us very long. Thanks, Meister Eckhart.
Thank you, Meister Eckhart.
There you go. Just kidding. There you go. You did good.
I'd asked him like several times before this. Am I saying this right? Am I pronouncing this right?
Well, we thought we were going to get on here and sound country,
which we do. But right. That was
Meister Eckhart.
I really thought I was going to do that. But y'all are fine with that.
Yeah, they don't like it. Don't listen. Simplify your life.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is your choice.
That is your choice. But anyway. We thank you for listening. We thank you for taking this journey into thankfulness and gratitude. I do think it changes your life when you become more and more grateful. And like this quote said, I think when we're thankful, it brings us back around to our intentional original purpose to begin with. And that's always a good thing. So for us as humans, us being thankful is a key piece of humanity. We were created to be thankful, to give praise back to God. It's a key piece of who we are as humans. And I think that's what he's getting at in this quote. So anyway, thanks, Meister Eckhart.
Thank you. And thank you, God. Yes. We love you.
Yes.
And thank you for tuning in. We will talk to y'all next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.